Yeah, Moreno Ocampo will be coming to Kenya on Saturday this week to see victims of the post-election violence and even people who think that they are among the suspects.
So, Douglas, what specifically did Moreno Ocampo say ahead of his arrival this weekend?
What he said is that on arrival, that is Saturday, he'll be holding a press conference before meeting victims of the post-election violence and even before meeting people who think that they are suspects. But he basically said that it's like he will be coming here to spearhead investigations into the post-election violence.
So what has been the expectations of Kenyans after the announcement that he will be arriving this Saturday?
Generally, Kenyans are seeing a situation whereby they'll be getting justice. Justice will be done because they already know that Moreno Ocampo earlier announced that he has 20 suspects that he will be investigating. So they are seeing a situation whereby the ICC has taken up this case seriously and they are bound to benefit.
Douglas, I also heard reports that some Kenyan human rights activists Thursday took to a case to set up a special tribunal to try perpetrators of the 2007 post-election violence. What can you tell me about that?
What I can tell you is that since the year 2008, we've had so many groups here and there trying to come up with ways of having a local tribunal where suspects of the post-election violence will be tried here in Kenya. But you see, all their efforts have been overtaken by events because our parliament was supposed to come up with a law creating such a tribunal. And because that motion was shot down by some MPs and some of them even boycotted that debate, Kenyans know very well that it is only ICC that can give them justice that they badly need.
Kenyans have accused the leaders of sabotaging plans to bring the perpetrators of the 2007 post-election violence to book or justice. What has been the reaction of the leadership so far since the announcement that Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo is coming this Saturday?
What I can tell you is that the leadership is kind of scared because they're not discussing the issue in public and the culprits here must be the main culprits here will be politicians, and I believe that most of them are fearing maybe to talk so boldly about the step that Moreno Ocampo is taking because they may be suspects. No one has ruled out that the president and the prime minister will be suspects because, in the first place, whoever was killed, the houses that were burned. Whatever happened in this country during that period was because of the two. And that's why when they shook hands to show that they were like reading from one script and they were working together, they were ready to form a government together, people stopped killing each other. They stopped looting. So basically, even the leadership is scared. No one has ruled out that Moreno Ocampo will go for President Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga, because in the first place, the nature of investigations is that once you start investigating, you get to a point whereby your preliminary investigations lead you to like more suspects, and you find yourself casting your net wider so that you can catch more. So Moreno Ocampo's investigations are not limited to some leaders and excluding others. No one is really safe here. And that's why the leadership is quiet and no one is talking, because no one knows the criteria that Moreno Ocampo will use to come up with a good list of suspects.